You know, we're mentioning Think and Grow Rich quite a bit in Napoleon Hill, which brings us to the topic of commitment, Jim. Commitment to completion. Now, Napoleon Hill said in Think and Grow Rich, he said, birth an idea in your mind that adds value, then create a deadline for its completion. Now, the big question here is, why should we create a deadline? I mean, if we birth an idea that we really want, wouldn't our motivation and self-drive get us there, Jim?
You know, I think human beings function best with a deadline, and we see that all the time in the world of publishing, where people can lollygag around and not get anything done, and then the day before an article is due, write the whole article and make it perfect in one night. And that seems to be the way the human mind functions best. There's a quote that a goal is a dream with a deadline. And so we want to give ourselves a deadline, because Napoleon Hill says it gives our mind something to focus on in terms of, well, this isn't going to be nice to have, maybe I should have it, maybe I won't. It's making a declaration and making a commitment to, I'm going to do this by a certain date. Now, the best public example of that was in 1960, when John Kennedy, who was our new president, said, we are going to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. So he literally gave a clear-cut goal of a man walking on the moon, and the deadline was December 31st, 1969. Now, I'm sure the scientists at NASA were saying, what is he talking about? What is he nuts? The Russians are way ahead of us. We've got nothing happening. And yet, in July of 1969, we had a man walk on the moon. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. So that's how human beings function best, with that commitment of a deadline. I will get it done, and here's when I'll get it done. Now, I begin all of my clients, when we start working together, first of all, I have them read the first four chapters of Think and Grow Rich. And in chapter two on desire, Napoleon Hill has every one of his clients create what he calls a statement of chief definite aim or major purpose. Why have all of my clients create with my proprietary materials what I call a goal-based deadline-driven mission statement, in which they declare, here's what I'm going to accomplish by 1 year from today. So for conversation, it could be by the end of this year or the end of the next year, here is where my business is going to be at in terms of assets. And here's the number of clients I'm going to have. You know, I coach financial advisors, so I say, okay, where do you want to be a year from today? And we have to create that goal-based mission statement with the deadline of 1 year. And then I have them commit it to memory and recite it in audible words day after day, just as it prescribed in the book, Think and Grow Rich.